So I have a brand new series that I want to start with moms, or for moms, or really anyone looking to up their confidence a bit. But I thought to myself, why waste precious time, right? We're all trying to habit stack. I think I've taught about that in my classes before. Habit stacking is where you multitask pretty much. So I have my best thinking in the shower. So I thought, why not try a shower podcast? Yeah, share my wisdom to the world with my ideas and thoughts while I get ready in the morning, because if I'm being honest, that's when they are happening. The rest of the day, nope. Work, kids, husband, house, dogs, too much going on for me to sit down. So I apologize for the roughness of these podcasts. They are a little bit unedited because, well, I'm in the shower and washing my hair usually. So what do you think? I want to know, yay or nay, is this a good idea? Man, why didn't I think of that, right? Kind of a thing. Or, no lady, please go get a headphone so I can hear what you actually have to say. But I promise you'll still hear what I have to say. But yeah, so the topic is going to be confidence, feeling better about yourself. Because what time is it that we really question how we feel about ourselves when we're standing in the shower or getting ready to get in the shower and we look in the mirror, not seeing our 20-year-old self and realizing that, man, it's time to get life back on track, right? So it has been a minute since my last class on here. My kids are getting quite independent as we speak daily. And I'm realizing it's time for me to start doing more with my time. So it got me to thinking about the next series I'm going to be doing in my coaching, which is for older moms, you know, over 40, your kids are in that preteen age. They are so much more independent. You have a little more time on your hands. I mean, not that much because we're still chauffeuring them everywhere, right? Or older, maybe your kids are teens with cars. Maybe they're going to the college soon, right? To a college soon or to work soon. And you're questioning yourself. You're wondering, well, you say, Alex, I don't know what to do. You know, it's been so long since I've been in the workforce. What do I do? Or, you know, I've been working for so long just trying to get ends to meet. Maybe I would like to apply to a new job that I like. Or maybe it's like, hey, I've been raising my kids and they're going to school now and I'd like to take that class to finish my degree. Or just because I like it. Or maybe I really have always wanted to do a pottery class and I'm hoping to make some mom friends. This part of our lives is hard because, one, we have to look forward. Two, we have to beat that self-doubt. Three, we have to remember that we are capable. I mean, we had little people that we're raising, right? So we are capable. And we have to look back and say, this is the hardest one, and say, did I do a good job? Did I raise them right? Are they ready for the world? That part is the scariest to me. I could jump into a pottery class. I could apply for a class. I could do all those things. But letting my kids go into the world and realizing I'm no longer mommy, they're making their own choices, it's hard. It's a hard one. So we're going to be focusing a lot on that here in March because we're hoping for some luck as we do that, right? So let me know. What do you think? Keep doing them in the shower or no, get myself together and go upstairs to my office. You let me know. It's a quick little podcast today because I wanted to run that idea past you and see what you guys thought about the crazy idea. Have a wonderful day, guys. It's so great to be back here with you guys. Looking forward to more chats and maybe creating some live podcasts so you guys can join in with me. As always, go grab yourself a cup of coffee. I'll add the pixie dust, and I'll see you later.